What makes us human? Are we so different from everything else? Is there anything inside us that makes us truly unique? Is it the ability to feel love? Is it the ability to feel pain? Is it the ability to feel hope? Is it the ability to make our own choices, accepting our own mistakes? Am I who I am because I choose to be, or am I just a simple combination of random events? Would you still be the same person if you had not lived your life exactly as you did? Has every minor element of your life helped to shape who you are today? Do we have enough control to design the person we want to be? What is it that makes us choose? What makes you change? What makes you human?
Come on, pretty, play with me. Bang your hood, play with me. My what big teeth I have. Better to mix fluids with. She, who eats the flesh, drinks the blood, caca in bed. Her plaything, soiled mess. Come on, puppy, let's play dead.
I'm gonna paint hell red. Little respect, girl. stars and then she's gone. Bury all the past within, further down.
You see the light. You can't go. 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 You see the light. You can't they say, whomever they betray. Whenever they're awake, it makes me die.
So much on my mind, given so little time. There's no way to hold on as it passes by. So lead me into denial, help me forget for a while.
Welcome to yet another episode of Nocturnal Noise. I am Shadowed. I am alongside my lovely girlfriend, Valerie.
Hello, I'm back again since the second episode, and I hope to be in many more. So, I hope you like hearing me too.
And we are halfway to 10 episodes, which is actually quite incredible, if you ask me. So,
it's actually a lot harder to get, you know, episodes out each week, especially to do them, you know, in a timely manner where you get, you know, like at least a couple out every week, keep people interested. You just have so much stuff, you know, going on and
yeah,
it just makes it difficult.
Without time and it's busy doing nothing and
getting all the right songs.
And inspiration, yeah, it's harder than, but it's also easy, you know.
And finding interesting topics to talk about too, I don't know.
Yeah, this is the only gothic industrial radio show that's broadcast from the host's bedroom in his parents' house.
Woo-hoo.
I want you to know that. It's incredible. Okay.
That's shared with his girlfriend. How about that?
Yeah, actually. Let's see here. That was just Cell Dweller with Stay With Me Unlikely. Before that was Front 242, pardon me, with Welcome to Paradise. Oomph with Fever.
They're really good.
They are good. That was also featuring Nina Hagen. Colony 5 with My World. Bella Morte with Buried Within. And Angel Spit opened up the show with Paint Hell Red.
Isn't that just a pretty name, Angel Spit?
Yes. Good band, though, too. Real good band. And actually, opening sequence was Human. And that is by actually Aesthetic Perfection, which was, I believe, our showcased artist last week.
That doesn't scream, you know, plastic surgery.
So, let's see here. Today, you know, I'm deciding I'm going to rant about tattoos.
Oh, God, here you go, a rant.
So, yes,
when
a rant.
This guy gets on a rant, there's just no stopping him. All right, so tattoos.
I can't stand Chinese symbol tattoos on people who aren't Chinese.
Okay, but if you do happen to have them, please don't take offense. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I'm sure there's stuff that, you know, they won't like about me. I've got a Super Mario star tattoo on my forearm, so.
Which he slaps for star power every now and then, but.
Power.
Power, star yes, power. Okay. I can stutter from time to time. People, you know, do that.
I know. But anywho. You know, I mean, you don't see Asians walk. Well, sometimes you might see Asians walking around with the American word for hope, you know, tattooed on them. Why would an Asian symbol that you probably don't even know, for all you know, it means prostitute, right on your wrist, you know? Then you're walking into a Chinese restaurant, they're looking at you, they look at the tattoo and they snicker, you know? They're just, I don't see any point in them. You know, I mean, there's a lot of tattoos. I mean, I don't see any point in band logos, but I've got a heartogram on my chest. You know, but I'm not going to bash tattoos if they mean something to you. If they've got
some kind of meaning to you, if, you know, they're rooted down for some, you know, deeper meaning, then yeah, you know, get whatever you want tattooed. I actually know a couple people who have, you know, best friends. One's got a ruler and the other one's got a rock. The ruler says you rock and the rock says you rule. I think it's original and cute, you know?
But another one I don't like, tribal tattoos.
Oh, gosh.
Every other asshole you see with a tribal tattoo is either a big buff guy with a tribal tattoo around their arm, or some girl with a tramp stamp with a tribal tattoo on her lower back with either flowers around it, a butterfly in the center.
Stars. Nautical stars.
That's another thing. Nautical stars. Every other emo fucking asshole and scene kid has nautical stars. You know, I mean, and I'm not bashing. I've got friends with these tattoos, and I bust on them all the time. I have another close friend who's got, you know, Chinese symbol tattoos. If it means something to you, go for it. Once again, I'm not bashing it. I'm just giving my opinion on it. I don't see any point in it. You don't see, like I said, you don't see Asians with American words on them. You know, you're not in a tribe. You're not part of the Samoans. You know, you have no need for a bunch of tribal tattoos everywhere. It's ridiculous.
I personally don't have any tattoos, you know. It's not that I stray away from them, I just haven't ever gotten around to getting them. I'm more of a piercing person myself, so.
I know the tribal tattoos, the meaning is, you know, for the tribe.
Well, it might not even be, like, a tribal symbol for something specific. Well, they might just get a tribal, like, design of,
it's part of, true.
You know,
but a lot of the
I've seen a tribal unicorn looked pretty badass.
Well, true, but you got most people just get tribal zigzags or squiggles or whatever they are, just in a tribal pattern, and
I think the reason people do that is just because it accentuates parts of their bodies that they're fond of, that they like.
Well, that's fine, but once again, I believe it comes from the Samoans religion, where they actually had to get it like nailed into them with a hammer and, you know. Nails.
Oh yeah,
and ink.
That's where like a lot of piercings come from too. There are certain piercings that mean certain things, you know. But people in America, we get, you know, things done just because it looks nice.
Yeah, it's aesthetically pleasing, but I mean,
it's aesthetic perfection.
Exactly.
like the band,
but no, the what was I going on about the tattoo though? It's because the tribal tattoos, they mean something to the people that it originates from. As do the Chinese, you know, symbols of hope, power, almost like runes. The nautical star comes from out of nowhere.
How often do you see, like, you know, Chinese, you know, people with Chinese symbols, though?
There was a wrestler with a bunch of Chinese symbols all over his body.
Okay, a wrestler. There's one. How many others?
None.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know too many Asians.
We know Silk.
Silk,
hello,
yes.
Silk. This is going out for you. Silk is our friend. We'll keep her name, you know,
confidential, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
not that we think you're going to stalk her or anything, but, you know, it just makes it funnier if she ever listened to this.
She'd probably enjoy it if you stalked her anyhow. Anywho, other than that, if you want to get in touch with us, you know, myself, or even Valerie, you want any requests, just add us as a friend on, add the page as a friend on MySpace. Don't have a Facebook yet. But on MySpace, that's myspace.com/nocturnal_noise. Or if you don't have a MySpace, you're not favorable of MySpace, or if you want to listen to the podcast and you don't have iTunes, you can go to nocturnalnoise.podomatic.com. So, another thing I want to rant on about is we got, like, a foot and a half of snow this week.
Oh, okay. I could definitely say something about this.
Mike's all yours.
All right. Well, see, I'm born and raised in, you know, Miami, and if you've ever lived in the tropics, you know the people there are, like, so used to the heat that they just, you know, they dream of, like, going to a place, like, especially up north,
where it
snows, and they're like, oh, man, I wish it was cold all the time.
Hopefully,
you know,
people are listening in the tropics to this show.
Yeah, you know, I even used to keep my room at, like, 60 degrees or, you know, 55 degrees because I loved it when it was cold. I have now started living in Pennsylvania for like 3 months, and already I've witnessed 4 feet of snow that has, you know, prevented my car from getting out so I could actually go to work. Shoveling snow is a horrible pain that I'm suffering from, you know, now, in the abs and shoulders and everything.
It's a bitch. You can say bitch. It's an explicit podcast. It fucking sucks.
All right. Yes, it does. And it's just, and you realize things about the snow that you never thought about before because, you know, you're a tropics person, you know, and there's like, there's the slush, the dirty, nasty, muddy, nasty. It's just awful to walk through and you slip and...
Even the northerners hate that.
Yeah, but,
I've lived in Pennsylvania all my life, and that's where, you know, we're rooted, so...
It's just not fun, you know? And it's just so cold. It is just so cold, okay? Oh, it's pretty, but, you know, I hate being out in it. That's all I'm going to say.
I want a few stalkers. I'll go out on the limb here and say that it's rooted in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And if you watch The Office, you'll know, well, nothing about Scranton, but... Yeah, that's basically where...
It had something to do with, you know, actually Scranton people.
Well, The Office is dealing with Scranton people and how people in Scranton are pretty much lazy and rude and just kind of make things up as they go. And it's the truth, you know?
Well, but that is how it is in most, you know, big populated cities. People are just kind of assholes, but, you know.
We're going to get back to the music. Hopefully this podcast will be a little bit longer. I don't know. Like I said, I don't plan these things out. But we're going to get to our artist of the week, which is Wumpscut. And here they are.
I love Wumpscut.
Enjoy.
Oh, God, look at those guys. Oh, God, they're so cute. Same time. Oh.
Christ, 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 Christ.
Bring us through this.
Hey guys, welcome back.
We're here again to give you the Wumpscut.
Yes, the Wumpscut lineup. We opened it up with I Want You, followed by War, then Christfuck, then Christ.
I Want You, I personally think was pretty good. That's a hot song. And I don't mean to sound like Paris Hilton when I say that, but that just was truly, you know, deserving of the word hot.
Yes, that's a wonderful song to fuck to. Just going to be blunt. And, well, we got another subject to talk about, figuring we're going to change things up. If you like how we are, like just discussion and talking, hey, let us know. Leave comments. That's why I have a MySpace and I bother to check it. So, and also, since well, I'm on subject right now, next week, first person to leave a comment with the artist they want to be the artist of the week, I will make that the artist of the week, pending, of course, it is within the genre of the music that we play. You know, no Lady Gaga, I'm sorry.
Aww. I like. And no, she has no penis.
It's debatable, but I'm not gonna lie. Okay, Lady Gaga does make pretty good music, and I actually saw an interview when she was over in Germany for a while and got really into industrial music.
You know,
so I wouldn't be surprised if she goes that route in the future.
I found that very interesting. I mean, I knew she was into pop. Everybody knew that. They figured she'd be the next Madonna type deal, you know. But when she talked about how she's trying to merge like a sort of, you know, industrial-ish poppy type thing, it's like she's trying to like create a bridge between the two cultures of music. And I thought that, you know, if anybody's going to do it, Lady Gaga, I think she's probably the best person for it.
Quite possibly.
I mean,
that's up
her style, you
that's
know?
Up for debate, and you could leave that debate in the comments of the MySpace. MySpace.com/nocturnal_noise.
And this guy does check it pretty much every day, like several times a day. So if you're up at 3 in the morning, he probably is too.
Doesn't matter where you're at, I'm probably up.
Yeah.
But what we're going to talk about is, like a little over a month ago, they had, it was actually, I believe, January 12th, because that's my sister's birthday, was the earthquake in Haiti. Now they just had an 8.8 earthquake in Chile.
And for those who don't
Chile,
know.
And also a big tsunami in Japan.
Right. Those are pretty catastrophic events. You know, we're not asking for charities or anything like that, but we do want to talk about it a little bit because everybody seems to be up in arms with the whole, you know, end of the world thing. Now,
2012.
Yeah, the whole Mayan, you know, calendar and all that deal. And now we've watched
Bible, natural disasters.
Yeah, we've watched, you know, the Discovery Channels and History Channel things, you know, about, like, you know, people's theories on that. And it's just, I personally don't think anything's really going to happen. I mean, if it does, it does. And, you know, there's nothing we can do to stop it. It's supposed to be the, you know, end of the world. There's no way we're going to stop it, so why
and
care?
They also
party
say,
till then.
They also say it's the end of the world as we know it, where it's going to be bring about a big catastrophic change, and it's going to be a world we're not used to, and it's going to go back to, essentially, you know, the beginning of time, where we're survival of the fittest. You know, you have a bomb shelter, you're going to survive, and then you're going to be... Basically,
in that case, if it's survival of the fittest, people from today, as much as we are reliant on technology and how lazy
we won't have technology. We won't have technology.
We are royally fucked in the ass.
Your iPhone does not have an app for saving you from the end of the world. Maybe it may. I don't know. Maybe it has tips to help save you, but it won't save you.
You gotta charge it. You won't have batteries anymore.
You won't have batteries to charge your iPhone.
You have to run on a treadmill to generate enough electricity to charge it.
Mass suicides because of no electricity and people
oh
not being
God.
Able to charge their iPhones or check their Facebook.
And if you can't keep in touch with people.
No more
stuff.
Farmville.
Oh, no. No Farmville or Fishville or cafe whatever and Ville. Pet stuff, fill things.
No more Mafia Wars.
Oh, gosh. No, I do love
Except
the
for
Mafia
real
Wars.
Life.
Those are pretty neat.
I could see people in real
yeah.
life, you know.
You'll see tribes coming together. Whenever there's a large amount of people, you create a society with leaders and tribes, and then it's politics all over again, but it's, you know, primal
I mean,
politics.
Like Valerie said, primal. I don't think, if the world does come to an end, there's nothing we can do about it. I think that these facts and these natural disasters are too close and too big and literally catastrophic for us to just ignore and just pass off. Maybe it is just a constant reminder
Maybe
that
we
can't...
Maybe we should just, you know, try to deal with it as it happens. That's really all we can
Katrina,
do.
Katrina, what, was 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
It was, yeah, it was a good... At least three... No, I was still in Florida, so that was like 3.5 years ago.
Okay. It's just a matter of know, these are all too big events to just
ignore and brush off your shoulder. Just being something coincidental.
Because...
And I don't think it's coincidental, you know, it could just be a change in the fact that, you know, all the planets are constantly moving and, you know...
More pollution, more people.
They have this thing, you know, every 100 years or so, something will happen, the moon changes, whatever, you know, just stuff happens and...
I mean, if you believe in a higher power, maybe it's the higher power saying, I can wipe the Yoda at any minute. Maybe it's us with pollution and climate change and pole shifts and... I mean, there's so much stuff. I mean...
You know what I think is pretty interesting since you mentioned pollution?
Well, science disproves religion constantly, and religion constantly does things that science cannot prove or disprove. There's stuff that you just can't explain.
Well, religion is whatever you want it to be, you know? I mean...
It's just a matter of... You know, it's all people's interpretation. It could be anything. And these, I'm not preaching to you. Neither of us are preaching to any of you. We're just stating our opinion. Just make that known.
Yeah. And if you have opinions you would like to be known, we'll be more than happy to shout them out for you.
Comment. Yeah.
Our comments are for pretty much anything. So if you even feel like telling us how you're feeling today, you know, go ahead. We'll say, oh, use your whatever. Quite happy with the fact that, you know, Starburst gummies are the best thing ever created.
Tell us how you feel about your genital herpes. I don't care.
Maybe we could give advice. Yeah. Sure.
First off, just rub some cream on that shit.
Or, you know, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. But just take care of yourself, everybody.
All right, we're going to continue the show now. We're going to open up this set with Hansel und Gretel, and the song is Das Boot. We will catch you guys in a few.
Das Boot.
And we're back, guys. That was Collide with Pandora's Box. Before that was Pretty by Kidney Thieves. Hoyoko with Fed Up. Cyclone 9, We the Fallen. 16 Volt, chosen by Valerie, with Head of Stone. And, as I mentioned before we went to the music set, that was Hansel and Gretel with Das Boot, opening up that set. I really don't know what we're going to talk about. What do you want to talk about, Val?
Well, all I'm really thinking about is the fact that I'm surrounded by colorful stickers. If you've ever heard of Lisa Frank, which I'm sure you have unless you're sheltered, it is very bright, colorful, rainbowy stuff, and I absolutely love it because that's just me and that's my personality. So, yeah, I really only have stickers on my mind.
She would be, I guess what you could send her, would consider a hippie-type candy goth. And I shouldn't have mentioned candy around her because she has a sweet tooth.
I have a drawer full of candy for late night munchies. So
she's not even joking.
No, I'm serious. Like, I can go get the bag right now.
You don't need to get the bag now. I gotta...
Look at that. You hear this? This is me eating Lifesavers gummies. By the way, Lifesavers are already really good, but oh my god, if you have the gummies, they're absolutely delicious. It's a creation from the gods.
Lifesavers does not sponsor this show, by the
way. Even if you're not, you know, religious, this is heavenly.
I have socks in a basket next to the bed because she has a drawer that has to have candy in it.
I removed them.
So, that and late night
cans of energy drinks and slushies. Full throttles.
Mm-hmm. And slushies. We have enough
slushies.
We have enough slushies.
We have like cards for saving on slushies because we just buy so much of them. You know, when you just buy so much of one product, you look for ways to save on it. Like, yeah, we've got cards for free slushies and shit.
Yeah, I wish that we were kidding, but we're not. So.
And I'm glad we're not because slushies are amazing.
Well, that may be true. It may not be true.
Why wouldn't it be true?
It is true, actually.
Anyway, so I am looking to, and I didn't even tell Shadow this, but I have come up with a plan that even he doesn't know about. I have two surprises. One is something for him, and the other is that when he is not around, he's going to come home one day and find that I have decorated the room with colorful stickers and posters because he went and bought them for me, and I'm going to put them to use.
She thinks she's going to decorate the room like that.
I don't think it will be.
Nah, it's not
it will
happening.
Be so. That's why I'm going to wait happening. Until you're not home.
I'm always home.
That's right, because you don't do anything.
I don't. I'm
except game at home.
Well, I'm unemployed.
That's all right. I'll just find another way.
I'm looking for a job, though.
I'll just tell you that's the way it's going to be.
That's why we live at my
parents'.
That's
why it's going to be that way.
No.
Because I'm the girlfriend, and whatever I say goes. Bah.
Not happening.
Unless you're one of those jerks that are like, women have no voice and get no say in anything, in which you can suck it because I say everything that goes.
She just told you to suck it if you don't agree with her.
Yeah, well, you can do that. I mean, I still love you guys, you know. Please don't hate me.
Of course, we do
love
you. If
you hate me, I really won't come back, but I might probably come back anyways.
If you hate her or if you love her, send us comments, send us messages.
Oh, God.
Let us
trolls,
know.
Trolls, please, troll on me. You're fake and gay. Yeah.
But, yeah, myspace.com/nocturnal_noise.
I really don't care if I'm liked or not.
I don't know if it's /backslash. You know which way the slash goes. If it doesn't work one way, do it the other way.
I think it's /.
I think it's /, but I mean,
sure,
I don't know.
I'm going to /. You.
Yeah. You're funny. But yeah.
I got jokes.
So that's the MySpace link. Also, you can go to nocturnalnoise.podomatic.com if you don't have a MySpace and you still want to listen to the show. Same thing if you don't have an iTunes. I mean, just interchange. You don't have one thing. You don't have a MySpace. Listen to the podcast. Or you should just get a MySpace. Just send a message. If you don't have
everybody has a MySpace. So just, you know, conform and be like everyone else and make one.
If you don't have a MySpace, it's shadowed88@yahoo.com. Send me a message there.
Email.
You could listen to the podcast on the page, the MySpace page, or the Nocturnal Noise page. Let's see here. What else? Yeah, we're going to close out the show with, I mean, yeah, we're just going to end it right here.
This is it. Goodbye.
Yes, we're going to end it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We're going to end it with...
What if we end it with a song?
We're going to end it with a song. It's going to be My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult with Delicate Terror. See you guys sometime within the next couple of days.
Enjoy.
Children of hell.